King Killmonger. Red light, green light, red light, green light, red light, green light, green light, green light, fast cars.
Yes, indeed. You already know what time it is. Violator Radio Uncut.
Mm-hmm.
Dash Hip Hop X.
Mm-hmm.
Dash Radio.
Yes, sir.
Another weekend with DJ Super.
My man DJ Rez.
It was good. Our special guest is here.
He just walked in the studio, not the building.
Living legend. Not the building, the studio.
Fuck the building.
We in the studio?
Fuck the building, right?
That's played out. That's played out. So,
but where is the studio?
Yeah.
The studio.
Inside of a building.
This is Dash Philly Studio.
Yeah.
The Center City Circle.
Center City Circle.
It's exclusive.
Yeah.
Look where we at. Look what's out the window. The fucking... The courthouse and all that shit.
Yeah, it's lit. It's lit.
Yeah.
How many times you pass by this building in it?
Probably a million times. I actually been in here. I remember when he was building this.
Okay.
You know, I'm good friends with Tahid. You know that run pipeline. So I remember when he was building the facility.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, there you hear him, ladies and gentlemen.
Freeway is here.
Cheer. Member of state property
in the studio that's inside the building.
How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Alhamdulillah. You know, God is good, man.
We been watching you make your rounds, something crazy right now.
Yeah, yes, man.
And I just want to say, as a fan, I'm so happy to see how you moving, man. It's like and I'm not saying this to like young boy you or nothing. Like, I'm mad proud of you, y'all.
Thank you, man. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Just to see how you moving and still deal with what you're dealing with the health issues and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I love it. I love it.
You know, a lot of people don't get this second chance like I got, man, you know, and it's a blessing, you know, to be able to do it on this level at this stage of my career. It's like I'm going on my 18th year doing music professionally, you know, and I got a new situation with Roc Nation. I got a 50-50 joint venture. I can sign artists, you know.
New joint venture
my masters,
deals.
You
new
know.
Businesses.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's what he said on the Game of Thrones. Shout out to Neve Buck.
Yes, mm-hmm. sir.
Man, so.
Shout out Bucky.
So that's my first question. Like, you almost got a dub in. You still enjoying it?
Yeah, man. I still love it, man. I still got a passion for it, man, which is beautiful, you know. I still get excited. You see, I'm here. It's 12:30. I had dialysis earlier today.
Right.
You know, I'm still here. You know, I got a passion for it, man.
Let me send a big shout out to Sherm, too. Sherm is always holding me down. And
yeah, shout out to Sherm, home comfortable in his bed right now while I'm out here.
We ain't gonna keep you too long.
Shout out to Sherm, man.
But, man, I mean, 20 in, so we gotta call you a certified. You an OG.
Yeah, most definitely. It took me a minute to get used to being an OG, but niggas are like, yo, OG, OG, OG. But hey, I guess I'm an OG now.
Living legend.
Yeah, I got a birthday coming up. I'm about to be, I mean, sheesh.
When your birthday?
Yeah, I mean, sheesh.
August 6th.
August 6th.
Oh, man, I'm about to be, it's one of them big ones. You know, one of them milestones. Like.
Okay. Okay, I know it ain't 50, so.
No, it ain't 50.
Okay. That's the one before that.
Yeah, the other milestone before
okay.
that.
Okay, we love it.
Now you talk about 45,
mm-mm.
Not that one.
Mm-mm. So you doing any parties or what you doing? You just
I'm a throw a party. You mm-hmm. know, we getting it together now, so I definitely keep y'all posted.
Yes, indeed.
And then
please
I'm going
do.
On a tour in September. You know, from east to the west coast. So I'm excited about that. You know,
very nice. Very nice.
And you know, the nation been doing their thing as far as getting me out there, getting visuals everywhere and all that. So, you know, I'm feeling good right now.
Nice.
I got something I want to speak on.
What's that?
You're the ambassador for the National Kidney Foundation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you speak on that?
Well, you know, for the people that don't know, I was diagnosed with kidney failure in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of, you know, keeping it under the koofy, you know, we chose to stand in front of it and spread the awareness. And the main reason why I chose to do that is I was running around with three of the leading risk factors, one of them just being African-American, another one is high blood pressure, and another one is diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was unaware that I was running around with risk factors for kidney failure, you know. And if I was unaware, there's so many other people out there that's probably in the same space. So I knew I had this platform. I knew I could reach millions of people. So I said, hey, why not spread the awareness, you know, so. I've been doing a lot of work with National Kidney Foundation, kidney walks, doing little talks. I did a few master classes at a couple different colleges,
mm-hmm.
did a master class at MIT, you know, and just spreading awareness. You know, I did a documentary called Think Free that mm-hmm. we're dropping real soon, mm-hmm. and it covers my fight with kidney failure from when it first happened to present date, you know. So
I seen you go down. He went down to your market. He went down to Baltimore.
Yeah, he was down
to Baltimore. Yeah. We do a lot of work in Baltimore. You know, Baltimore like a second home to me, man. You know, they show me a lot of love.
Yes, indeed. So let me ask you this: like when it first hit you, like I need to go get myself checked out. Like, what was it that happened? Like,
I was just like abnormally fatigued, like tired. Like, I'm tired now, but I know why I'm tired. I've been running around, like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being a black man and black men, period, we feel like we can overcome anything. Like, we don't want to go to the hospital. We don't want to go to the doctors. And that's where I was at with it. I was like, I just did 6 shows. That's why I'm so fucking tired. But it came to a point where I got tired just walking to the car. And I couldn't keep food down. Food started tasting funny, you know. So I went to the doctors and got my blood work done. Like, a week later, they called me, like, get to the emergency room. So first thing I did was... Me being a Muslim, I went to the masjid, prayed, asked God to help me deal with the situation. And I went to the doctors, and I was diagnosed. Next day, I was doing dialysis. Mm. Now I do dialysis 3 times a week, 4 hours a day.
Wow. Can you explain to people, like, dialysis? Because, I mean, I know it's a lot of people out here that's just process, ignorant to the fact.
It's the process that does what your kidney does, is it cleans your blood and the toxins out of your body.
Okay.
So they drain the fluid. And they clean the toxins out of your blood. And the process takes 4 hours. You can see my arm. Mm-hmm. I had it done today. That's why I got the Band-Aids on there. And they put 2 needles in your arm. 1 needle drains the blood out, put it in the actual dialysis machine so your blood can get dialyzed. It cleans the blood, cleans the fluids and the toxins out of your blood. Then it pumps the blood back in your body through the other needle.
Mm.
And the process takes 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
And how often do you got to go? A week?
3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No matter where I'm at. Like, I just was in Cali for the BET Awards, so I had to do it that Friday and that Monday in Cali, you know, with total strangers. But it is what it is, man, you know. I'm on a transplant list. Things are looking good. Hopefully I get this transplant before the end of the year. And then after that, it's another struggle because I got to get used to, like, taking the anti-rejection pills and all the stuff that you got to take being the transplant recipient, you know. So,
man, well...
But hey, you know, I'm here, man.
And
God is good.
And you'll continue to be here.
I'm still able to, you know, do my passion, which is music, you know, and this next chapter of my life, you know, with me spreading awareness to kidney failure and all that, I feel like I'm helping people even more than I did with the music. And, you know, it's a good feeling, man. So
definitely.
Yes, indeed. Damn good feeling.
That's Radio Violator, Radio Uncut. If you're just tuning in right now, we got Philly Freeway in the building.
Yes, sir.
Bearded legend.
Let's change gears for a second.
Yes, sir.
State Property. We love the group.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a big fan since the conception of the group.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Neef Buck.
Mm-hmm.
Chris,
mm-hmm.
Petey Crack, one of my favorite rappers right there.
Speaking of Chris and Petey, they both got new projects on the way.
Network 5.
Yeah, Network 5 driving. For young Chris and Petey got that Crack Kills, and I heard some from both of them, and it's fire,
so,
man.
So we're going to have to get them through here, too, because I'm just fans of the whole crew. Shout out to Oskino as well. Emilio and Beans. So today, present day, I want to ask you if Dame... and Jay, let's just say they was on the same page, right? And they was cool. If they was to put together another State Property group in Philly with the New Jacks, who do you think in Philly would be in that group right now?
I don't know, dog. That's like a crazy question because that's some big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
That's very true.
They would probably have to do something different to start something else. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it could be like another State Property. Might be like another, you know, there's a lot of people in Philly that's doing their thing, you know, that I support. But as far as another State Property, I don't know. That's like saying...
Well, not necessarily calling them State Property, but just putting together a Philly group like that. Because I personally think like the boy Kwai.
Yeah, Kwai definitely doing his thing. Yep, Core.
Like those.
I just did a record with Core. Just crazy. That I probably use for the next project.
Okay.
You know, I just did some stuff with Rico. I just did a crazy joint with me, Rico, and Bugsy for Philly. It's crazy. I'm gonna love it.
Mm.
Just did a crazy joint with the King. Me and the King Gil got a crazy joint.
Mm.
Oh, I'm like 16, 17 in on the next project already. I got some shit.
Oh, man.
You got a release date or nah? You just...
I mean, the good thing about the situation I got with Roc Nation is whenever I want to drop, we can do it. We just got to set it up and make sure all everything is right.
Right, indeed.
And we can run it through, you know.
So Think Free is out right now, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere. Yes. On all the streaming platforms,
everywhere you can get music.
What's your favorite record on the project?
I think my most personal, intimate record on that joint is probably All Falls Down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to put this project together? Because it's very well put together. Like the beat selection, the content, the delivery, the choices you made with the features. Like, this is, to me, one of the top 10 albums of the year so far. In my personal opinion.
It took me like eight, nine months, you know. Okay. I had a few records in a tuck already. And then just the process. I got some crazy records that we didn't get to use for the project, too. That's great. Mm. Me and the boy DJ Skiz, that he did, like, All Falls Down. He did Life on the Line.
Yeah.
And Legacy. We did, like, 15 joints. So we got some shit left over from that joint that's crazy.
Well, so let's do this. Let's get into the first single. Just play that for everybody.
All right. The first single off.
Blast off for everybody on this show.
Yeah, the first single off the album, Think Free, is All The Way Live. Featuring the legendary EST, let's go.
Hold up. Kip off the jet, hey. Covered in gold and baguettes. Blowing the check, yeah. Bad bitches on deck. All the way live, yeah. All the way live, yeah. All the way. All the way live. Yeah. Step off the boat. Yeah. Wood letting all smoke. We in the city, homie, we lit it. 100 bottles, no joke. All the way live. Yeah. All the way live. Yeah. All the way. All the way live. Yeah.
Ran rap live summers. Boy, I trap live numbers. Had to school a lot of young ones. Boy, I raised a lot of hustlers. In the ghetto where they cutthroat. Dust smoke turn to gun smoke. Slide by in that wide body. Shit look like a tugboat. Getting hit on a Learjet. Bringing cash into the bed springs. Getty Race, that's a rare ghost. NRC over everything. Paid every time I clear my throat. Yes, that's another check whip. Neck, wrists on flex. Bad bitches on deck.
Tip off the jet. Covered in gold and baguettes. Yes. Blowing the check. Yeah. Bad bitches on deck. Yes. All the way live. Yeah. All the way live. Yeah. All the way. All the way live. Yeah. Step off the boat. Yeah. Wood letting all smoke. We in the city, homie, we lit it. 100 bottles, no joke. All the way live. Yeah. All the way live. Yeah. All the way. All the way live. Yeah.
My team on the spark it out. Ass punk better walk it out. Mind clear when they're talking out. We all that they talk about. Blue face and got your boo smiling. Cross me and my crew wildin'. That dough not through pollen. Rap money since the 2000s. 100 grand on a quick flip. Violate, get your shit split. New Rothschild hitters, we them niggas bitches wanna get with. Hall of Fame. Had to copyright the game. See my jersey raised up, switch that 3-pointer long range.
Ship off the jet. Hey, covered in gold and baguettes. Yes. Blowing the check, yeah. Bad bitches on deck. All the way live, yeah. All the way live, yeah. All the way live, yeah. Step off the boat, yeah. Wood letting all smoke. We in the city, homie, we lit it. 100 bottles, no joke. All the way live, yeah. All the way live, yeah. All the way live, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Philly Freeway in the building.
Like that,
hey,
man.
I like
hey,
that.
Hey.
All the way live. Hey, all the way live.
Step off the boat.
Freeway, that's off that.
That Think Free.
Think Free. Mm-hmm. Out right now.
Yeah.
Dash Radio, Dash Hip Hop Channel.
Violator Radio Uncut.
And yes, sir. Man, so NRC, New Rothschilds. Mm-hmm. I hear you screaming it out a lot. Is that like a joint venture you got with NRC and Roc Nation?
Yeah, well, it's me and Scolito, you know, my artist, yeah. Scolito, that I've been working with, and S. Frank, you know, that's something that we started together, you know, so.
So who can we expect next on that joint?
I mean, Lito working on a bunch of stuff. He got some shit getting ready to come out soon, so look out for that.
Shout out to Scolito. I was hanging out with y'all at, what was this, the DNC shit with, Ty Dolla Sign and all that
performing.
Man, I was my first time I really got to sit down and talk with him, man. Real down to earth brother.
Humble cat. Definitely do his thing. He's very talented.
And he can spit.
Yeah, very talented, man. You know.
Is New Rothschilds the label looking for new artists as well outside of them too?
I mean, it just got to be special. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just got to be something groundbreaking, you know? I look for originality, something that's going to change the game, you know? So.
Okay. I mean, that's explaining it how it himself. That's all.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You got to, like, be on par.
Yeah.
Shout out to Scolito, though. I like Scolito. Yeah. That mixtape he put out was dope.
So if y'all going to holler at Freeway, come with your A game, man, and be special.
No B games, just A games.
No B games.
A-plus games.
Please, and thank you. Super.
Let them know your social medias and everything that everybody can follow.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, at Philly Freeway, Twitter, at Philly Freezer, Facebook, Philadelphia Freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, hit them up with your joints, Red.
Hmm?
Hit them with your joints, too.
At DJREDDZ, that's IG, that's Twitter. At DJREDDZ. If you're a Snapchatter, you can go on there and rock out. I will be back soon.
I gotta get back on Snapchat too. Mm-hmm. People be requesting, like, you don't got a Snapchat?
Yeah.
It's
still got a little wave, but I've been neglecting the hell out of it.
I mean, did Instagram stories kind of
throw
it off a little bit, though?
It did.
Yeah, Instagram stories definitely killed it.
Yeah, it's like the one-stop shop. You ain't got to go nowhere else.
Right, that's doing like Walmart.
It's right.
One-stop shop. You got everything you need.
You got the grocery store in there. You got the pharmacy.
As the great young Chris would say, you got, I got everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
Well, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, at DJ SUPA, and on Instagram, at Super SUPA, the DJ. DJ.
And I really appreciate all the support you've been giving me throughout the years, bro.
Man, that's nothing. You make it very easy to be a fan first. And then as a DJ, the support just comes naturally. Like,
thank you. Even throughout my whole independent stint that I did, you know, y'all was always there for me, man.
Now
we back at the majors, baby.
Yes, indeed.
Let's get it.
I got a question.
What's that?
Can we get a state property reunion?
I'm hoping we could get it, man. We working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Bean's got some shit. You hear me?
He does, too. I heard some shit.
He got some shit. Like, you think what I'm doing, like. That nigga got some shit. I'm trying to get him to drop some of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully soon we could put some stuff together with everybody, man, working on getting it done.
Yeah, we need that.
Oh, man, that would be
It's time, too. Like, the climate of music, like, a lot of great albums was dropped this year, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that.
Yes.
I'll be straight fandemonium. You see another side of me, dog.
As you should.
A lot of niggas be afraid to be fans, you know what I mean? So
Fuck them. You gotta be a fan. We were all once fans of this.
This is true. Dash Radio, Dash Hip Hop X Channel, Violator Radio Uncut. What advice do you give to other artists that's trying to be a living legend such as yourself? And, you know, longevity is, I think, harder even now to have it. A lot of cats is coming and going in the same year.
You gotta be special, man. You gotta make, like, when I made these classic records that they still play to this date, I just was making what I feel. And, you know, I captured a feeling, like, with records like What We Do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And, you know, it's a feeling that people always going to be hustling till the sun come up, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a feeling that 30, 40 years from now, motherfuckers is still going to be able to relate to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the main reason why those records are still played to this day.
What we do is an official Philly classic anthem. Like,
we went crazy to that in Baltimore.
Okay. But I know just here, mm-hmm. you play that here, any age group,
mm-hmm.
even the youngins,
mm-hmm.
is like out here, snatch the dishes out your kitchen.
You know what's crazy? This weekend it just passed, I was like the official guest referee. No, I was a guest coach, not a guest coach.
Yeah,
for the soccer team, you know, for the Philadelphia Union. And it was crazy, like, you know, kids, black kids, Caucasian kids, like young kids, like Freeway. I'm like, these kids was not even thought of when my first album came out. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
To be able to reach through the different generations, you know what I'm saying, and still get love, man.
Hell yeah.
I mean, and like we told Neef, that was a magical time in Philly when you think about that era, the early 2000s, late 90s going into early 2000s.
Yeah.
Like just from the sports, like Iverson came to town, you know what I mean? And the Sixers, win or lose, like the Sixers was dope because Iverson was dope.
Right.
McNabb and the Eagles was popping.
That's mm-hmm. what I, like, I've been saying that too. Like, it's not all the way there, but it's like the feeling is almost like it was when AI was doing this thing and when Matt came through and I came through and the State Property Click came through, like the early 2000s. You know, the city was on fire.
And I know you remember when All-Star Weekend came here, too. Like, what? It was at 02, I think.
Yeah, it was lit. I remember my old head Sadiq had the party at the, he shut down the Mall of America. What's the mall right there on 16th Street?
Right here.
Yeah, you were just telling me about
it.
Yeah,
he shut that joint down. That joint was lit. Jay came through. It was lit.
Like, my folks was there. DJ Baby L, he was the tour DJ for City High at the time, and City High was popping that back then around that era too.
5-5 with Brown.
Yeah, like I was saying, like the feeling is almost there. Like right now, with what's going on, you know, with the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, with the Sixers doing their thing, you know, they ain't go all the way, but they did great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, due to the circumstances, you know, we got a young, fresh team that's ready to push. I know within the next couple of years, we probably going to definitely pull it off, you know.
Nice.
Meek Home, back doing his thing. I just dropped a crazy album, Think Free.
Mm-hmm.
Young Chris getting ready to come with a crazy project.
Mm-hmm.
Neef just dropped a crazy project.
Forever Do Me
Like
Nine.
I was telling y'all, Crack got that Crack Kills getting ready to come.
Oh, man.
You know, the city on fire. You got PNB Rock tearing shit up. Yeah. You got Lil Uzi doing his thing. You got Core doing his thing. Lee Mazin just got signed to Rough Riders. I was just in the studio with her.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she got some records. Mm-hmm. I was just in the studio with her. She was playing some shit for me, like next level shit.
Wow, I didn't know that. Shout out to Lee Mazin.
Yeah, Shout out to Lee Mazin.
Okay, Philly.
Yeah, city on fire, man. We about to get it. We about to get it cracking, man. It's a lot of young up and coming artists that got flavor that's doing their thing, you know.
That's what I love about you, is because you like be working with the younger generation. Like, I've never really heard you go on record anywhere shitting on the youngins. Like,
yeah, it's important to give back, man, you know, and you got to touch the people, man. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody believed in me when I wasn't. I always thought I was the shit, but when nobody else believed in me, somebody believed in me. You know, Matt gave me a shot. Shout out to Sadiq. Rest in peace to Roller. Shout out to Roller. Shout out to my old head, ooh.
Sadiq, that's was that Black Friday.
Yeah, shout out to Murph, you know, shout out to Champ. You know, they believed in me, man, you know, and they gave me a shot. So why not give somebody else a shot that got some talent, you know, and that believe in themselves, you know?
Dash Radio, Hip Hop, X Channel, Violator Radio.
Cheer.
What was going through a young Free's mind when y'all walked into Hot 97 and spit on Funkmaster Flex's show?
So let me tell you.
Oh, man.
From what I remember, I might be wrong, but from what I remember, it was a Friday, and Jay was like, "We going to the radio station Monday, had y'all bars ready." And that's all he just was like, "Make sure y'all are ready." So with my mind state, I went in that joint. I'm like, whenever niggas stop rapping, I'm rapping. Like, I'm going crazy, and that's what I did. You know, that's why I monstered that joint. Like, if you listen to it and you sit back and you pay attention, whenever niggas stop rapping, stop talking, I was spitting. I was like talking over niggas trying to spit. Like, that's how you gotta be, man. You gotta be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be aggressive with it, and you gotta let niggas know.
It was almost like y'all was battling, but not really. But it was like whoever got on the mic had to prove something.
Yeah.
The whole NY, because you know it was no like internet like that at that time.
Yeah,
so
it was NYC. Like,
yeah, they tried.
I remember I was just waiting to get the tape. Like, who got the tape? Who taped this shit? I want to hear this shit. I'm calling Jay. Like, yo, what was they saying about me? He like, chill, man, just chill. I ain't get the fool, you know what I mean, yet. Like, I monstered that shit because niggas was calling up there like, yo, who that? Who the kid with the crazy voice?
I remember hearing the first time I heard it was the radio recording on a mixtape.
Right.
Cats was recording the radio shit and put it on a mixtape.
That's when times were good, man.
Flex drops and all was in that joint.
Fucking right.
God, that was a good
that
time.
That authenticity.
And little did y'all know, y'all was making history.
Yeah.
Like, y'all, that's literally, like, those are classic freestyles. Cats can spit verbatim still to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, man.
Yeah, man.
Straight fan mode. But we about to wrap this up, man.
Yeah.
I want to play one more joint before we get up out of here. But
shout out to everybody on my live.
Yeah.
My Instagram live, you know.
What's up, everybody?
All right.
Uh-huh. Tell them who you is, man.
DJ Reg. You already know what the deal is.
Uh-huh. These guys be holding me down right here.
Peace, y'all. DJ Super. Mm-hmm. What's good?
You know what I mean?
Free plugging us on the live. That's early. What I'm talking about.
That's a good look.
I love it.
I'm a little tired. That's why I keep dropping the phone.
I'm a hold it.
I've been up since dialysis, like five this morning, man. You know.
Well, we're gonna get you up out of here.
We out here, man. You already know what it is, though. We doing it for the city, man. And these brothers is putting on. They trying to bring a show.
Come on.
To the city for us. Something that's hot. Something that's live. Something that's raw. We can curse. We could talk our shit.
Yeah.
We could promote what we need to promote.
We're bringing Dash Radio to Philly.
That's what's up.
That's what we're doing. So
last time I was on Dash Radio, we was at the Super Bowl, you know. And
Yeah, in Minnesota.
Now we here in Philly, man, you know. So it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Man, shout out to DJ Ski. They got a lot of dope things
brewing
right now. Think Free, ladies and gentlemen. It's out right now.
That's
on all platforms, but make sure you stream it on Tidal first.
Yeah, all streaming platforms, make sure you stream it on Tidal.
Right.
Speaking of Tidal, we got something crazy going on this Friday. Tidal is merging with Sprint, and they're giving out free Tidal for people that get Sprint. So
very nice.
Me and Jalo Beats, we're going to be going around the city, different Sprint stores, and we're going to be kicking it with the fans and hope y'all sign up, you know, for Tidal and Sprint. So we'll see y'all this Friday.
Yeah, and go get that documentary, man. Download that as well.
When it drops.
Yeah, when we drop it, make sure y'all get that.
Please.
You know?
And
I'm talking to Sherm, and we trying to get you out to the Violator DJ conference that we having in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, next month. I need to be there. You know, for sure.
I think it would be dope to do a private screening in that joint.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
While we out there, too.
I miss Vegas. I got to get back out there, you know.
August 20th through the 23rd.
That's my birthday in August, too, so we might as well do a Violator Freeway birthday bash down there, too.
Say no more. Shit is done. Come on, Super.
There you man. Go.
Let's go.
And we probably going to set up something at 12 a.m. run. That's Nas Clothing Store
out there.
That's where you called in last time. We was doing the show. Me and her was doing the show from there back in January.
Hey.
And you called in.
We ain't forget about you, too. Shout yourself out. What's your name on the gram?
She said, I'm chilling.
She keep it low key.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like we said.
Like a brick in the ground?
Like a brick in the ground.
Wow.
Just got a bar.
It went over my head at first.
Just got a bar.
Think Free is out right now, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you follow him on Instagram.
That's right.
Philly Freeway on Instagram. Right.
Mm-hmm. It's Philly Freeway on Instagram. It's Philly Freeze on Twitter. Somebody on Twitter got Philly Freeway. I'm trying to get it from him.
Wow.
I don't know why they got it. They had it before me, you know, but I'm trying to make it happen so I can have all my shit the same, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But anyway.
Salute
here.
DJ RE double DZ.
You already know.
That Think Free is everywhere. I work real hard on it. From what I'm hearing, it's another classic. You ain't heard it from me, but I'm hearing it from everybody else. So you might as well hear it from me.
And that's what matters, too, when it's coming from everybody else.
When it's, let the people decide.
Because the first album was a certified classic.
This absolutely. Very clear. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And this joint is definitely on par with that. It's like the same ingredients you took with the first one, but it's present day shit.
Yeah.
It don't sound dated.
And like I was telling you, I'm like 16, 17 in on the next project.
Yeah, Free ain't playing no
it's
games.
Crazy,
so.
Man.
Salute to you for being motivation. Yes, with all you going through and you still pushing, man.
Yes,
very
sir,
happy
man.
For you, man.
God is good, man. Mm-hmm. You know.
And everything is going to be just everything going to go all right and okay with this whole waiting list that you on.
Mm-hmm.
Everything going to be just fine with that. You got to stay positive.
Yeah, appreciate
that.
It. Yeah.
So we're going to end things off with this my shit.
Okay.
The joint with Jada.
Okay.
Let's just blast off with that. Let's end things
with that. Yeah, everybody stand up. This is the record off the album featuring Jada Kiss. It's called The Nation. You know, we both on The Nation. So, you know, we about to do a Rock Nation remix of this joint with everybody on it, too. So get ready for it. It's about to be crazy.
Dang.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm about to still push your ad lib. So yeah.
I'm a gorilla. I spit banana clips.
Woo.
Leave you stiff like a mannequin. Join the nation, now I'm the man again. To my surprise, we are done with the pause. No, we won't go back to that again. There's no way that you can handle this. I'm a gorilla, my plus bananas, yes.
Y'all can't handle them, I've been handling it. 2000, I was in Miami in the Mandolin. Oriental with an Oriental. On the third floor, same room, this not coincidental. Black card for my incidental.
Swipe.
Yeah, I see you in the Lambo, but it's a rental. You on some flea shit, I'm on some T-shit. Bitch nigga, don't make me free mix your instrumental. Be cool and I might let you live a little. Call your girl Moni cause she always let me in the middle. Take it back, I'm with Leaky Rollin, Daciano. Taking keys, you would think that we would play piano. Graduated to the grand piano. I retired, don't make me come back to take your man piano. Snatching dishes, but some dishes got broke. These niggas pussies like some bitches I know. There's no way that you can handle this. I'm a gorilla, I spit banana clips. Leave you stiff like a mannequin. Join the nation, now I'm the man again. To my surprise, we are done with the pause. No, we won't go back to that again.
Oh, man.
There's no way that you can handle this. I'm a gorilla, my piss bananas, yes.
We smoke good weed and sip cognac. Ride around in the squad as the old Pontiacs. Trying to locate P, yo, where Donnie at? He's kind of hoping the heat would bring Bronny back. You violate me, I bring a Tommy back. You only get one life, so you should honor that. I'm coming home with a profit, you bringing drama back. You won't be able to get your mama back. Nah. Just how I'm feeling. Can't say I won't go back. For now I'm chilling. Long as our presence is felt, we up in the building. I got a crib with a room, money up to the ceiling. Yeah. There's no way that you can deal with me. Niggas that came with me is still with me. Niggas that been rich is still filthy. Till I prove my innocence, I'm still guilty. What?
There's no way that you can handle this. I'm a gorilla, I spit banana clips. Leave you stiff like a mannequin. Join the nation, now I'm the man again. To my surprise, we are done with the pause. No, we won't go back to that again. There's no way that you can handle this. I'm a gorilla, my clips bananas, yes.